Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If they don't ever see Michael Penix, that means everything's going good. That means there's some good stuff going. That means Kurt is winning games. Yeah. That means they're contending and all those different things. Yeah. I believe that, because that's why you – and I'm only going to use the Green Bay for this analogy, because – that's what they do, because they have great quarter. Kurt is, like you just said, Kurt is not Aaron Rodgers. Never will be. We'll never be confused with. Only thing they have in common, they played damn division at the same time.
And they don't like vaccines.
And they don't like vaccines, that too. But I think that, you know, when you the tone and everything that they talked about, that's the vision that they had is trying. That's what that's the only reason that I would look at it, why they picked number nine. Pick number nine at eight. All right. That's the only reason, because that
might not be number nine, by the way. He was Rondale Moore. He was here first.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to one of the PR guys about they're working on it.
Okay.
We don't know what number he's going
to win. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you look at this pick, when they took this pick, that's what they're envisioning. All right, as mad and understandably mad.
They're envisioning
long term. They're envisioning right now that they're going to have great quarterback play here for the length of how Matt Ryan was here. You anticipate 2 or 3 years with Kurt, and then when Michael Penix gets his run, because a lot of people are saying, well, his age. He plays the most protected position in the game,
yeah,
with the most longevity in the game nowadays outside of a kicker and a long snapper.
But I'll tell you one thing.
And a punter.
He's not going to get hurt the next couple of
years.
Exactly.
So you got to worry about that.
Actually, you know what? Hang on. Let me knock on wood. It is the Falcons.
Come on.
Michael Penix.
But, I mean, that's what he's saying.
Non-football injury.
What he's saying, this is what I was last night when I'm sitting there like, okay, this is how they're envisioning. And also, you look at it from a standpoint of the organization, the owner, and everything like that. He had a consistent thing for a decade and some change. A consistent play at that position.
Yes.
And as soon as he left, it fell off.
Yep, that's right.
And then he's like, whatever we do, we cannot go back to that again.
Yep, and I think more than anything, that's what this
is. We cannot go back to that.
I think this is 3 years now, because even like the final year of Matt, Matt was declining, and obviously the weapons around him were bad and all that kind of stuff. This is now 3 years of just unacceptable quarterback play, following a decade of really solid to above average, even MVP level at a time quarterback play, and the owner of the franchise said, all right, so in order for us to be good, we have to make sure we take care of that position above all else. The problem is they already did that. Like last month, they just paid a whole bunch of money to take care of that position. Hopefully, I mean, that's the thing. There's no guarantee about any of this. The main difference in these examples is the teams that made these decisions had quarterbacks in place that they had already had success with. Like, Aaron Rodgers, when they drafted Jordan Love, and the Packers were coming off back-to-back 13-3 seasons.
Off.
Yeah, of course he was. And we'll get to that.
But hold on.
Because I don't think this guy's all that happy about it either.
Before you go on the Aaron, Aaron had his worst 2 years prior to that.
Prior to the love.
His play was not where it needed to be. Where we're used to it, Aaron Rodgers.
The team was good.
But the team was good,
and he was
still playing at a high level. That was the thing I know that people were trying to explain. Like, you look at where his 2 years previous to Jordan Love were not Aaron Rodgers like. So they kind of looked
right
at it as,
and then they got him.
And then they got him.
And then he came right back. To be, so maybe that'll motivate Kirk Cousins to take his game to the next level.
Yeah.
That part of it I hadn't thought of. Yeah. I hadn't thought of the fact that it motivated Aaron Rodgers to get back to the
MVP level. Let's not confuse it.
No.
That's Aaron bleeping Rodgers.
He was an MVP. he was an MVP. He was a Hall of Famer when he retired then.
Yes.
The other many, many other differences. One of the other differences is they took Jordan Love at the back end of the first round. They didn't take him
number eight. Yep.
They take him eighth overall.
That is correct.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
The same thing with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes is they were coming off back-to-back 11-5 seasons with Alex Smith.
Yep.
Alex Smith is a good quarterback, not a great quarterback, but they were winning with him.
Right.
They traded up to 10 to get him. They were already a good team. Like, we're not talking about a team that was in desperate need of other stuff. Like, the Falcons have one of the things we talked about all week leading into last night was, what do you need from this draft bottom line?
Right.
And it was two starters in the first 2 days, right?
Well, yeah.
And they might
what
still.
What if they get two starters today?
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's still 2 days.
That'd be great. Yeah. That'd be great. And here's the thing, like, time can eventually make this acceptable.
Right.
Like, if Kirk Cousins plays awesome and you win with him for a couple of years and then age does what it does to everybody and you have Penix in place and he comes in and plays awesome and all of that. But that still doesn't mean that people that don't like what they did last night are wrong.
No,
because
it's not. It definitely is.
They didn't address a need last night. And that's the thing about all the other teams. There's no guarantee about anything that happened in the first. Caleb Williams might suck.
Yep.
Caleb Williams might be Jamarcus Russell. I don't think he is.
Right.
But he might be.
Right.
But at least they addressed a need.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But they used the top
10 pick to address a need.
And you're absolutely correct on the need part. But yet again, there are other picks.
Yeah.
If this was the only pick they had tomorrow, I might come in like, God, but I know it's not.
Right.
And I know they still have, and I understand, you know, when we were talking before meeting, because Turtle's up here, A's back in the studio, we were talking about the pick part about it is as far as the impact of, hell, every year, on every single team damn near, there's a second-round starter. There's a third-round starter. There's a fourth-round starter. There are. It's just not always the first-round guys. Now, understand, those are the guys you know. Again, that's the sheet that you see every day. Mel's big board. He does 32 damn players, knowing damn well there's 300 players that are going to get drafted, but people always focus on that because it's right there in your face, and this is our sport, and we start as soon as the damn Super Bowl over. Talking about this, and there was names, and there was a position that they still need. Of course, I'm not blind that they need an edge rusher and they need a starting corner, which is, I just wrote a list down of players who are all day one starters who can be picked today. And it's like,
will you go tell them?
Yeah.
Will you go tell them who they are?
Yes.
Because they don't do it right normally.
Yes. Yes.
Because they're going to make the picks.
Yes.
But history tells us those guys aren't going to be very good. I don't know what's going to happen, of course.
I understand they've had two general managers since we've been working together. They have Thomas and now you got Terry. Is it more or less you're looking at it from a standpoint of the building that we're in as far as the Falcons just it's not going to be well, or are you looking at it from a standpoint of the person who's making the picks?
There's a constant, right?
And it's always –
it's not the building. I don't blame this building. I think the brick and mortar probably looks like a pretty nice room.
Right.
I think that the philosophy employed by the man in charge is flawed.
Okay.
And continues to be. And here's what I'm – and I could be wrong about this, but this is just sort of my dime store psychological evaluation of what I see, of the way that this franchise has and is being run. You've got an owner that sees other franchises run incredibly successfully and likes how they do it and then views that as the blueprint and then tries to copy it. For a long time, it was the Patriots.
I agree.
And they damn near did it. Like, that was the right way to do it, right? Like, get the quarterback, build around him, try to keep some continuity between quarterback, coach, offensive staff, whatever. I know that there was a lot of turnover with the offensive staff. But, yeah, I mean, that was it. They hired all the personnel people they hired were from New England. It's pretty well-worn territory that Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft have a good relationship, and he looks up to him as an owner in the league. Okay, so they try to do that. Didn't work quite. So go the other route. All right, now we're going to do the the Rams just went out there and got a free agent quarterback and won immediately. Let's go get Deshaun Watson. We'll just do – oh, dang it. We struck out on that one. You know what? The Seahawks won a bunch with a third-round quarterback. Cheap, built around him. Let's be those – that didn't work. All right, let's be the Packers now. Mm-hmm. So it's – no, just – figure out who the Falcons are,
right,
and then be that.
How did
there's no such thing as a one blueprint.
Uh-huh.
And I think we talk about this all the time with the Falcons and the Hawks. When those franchises have an unfortunate number.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Number of things in common. One of them being they view a blueprint elsewhere,
right,
and be like, oh, we'll just do that.
So what's the blueprint?
The
what's the blueprint here then? That they had the most success.
Yeah, draft a quarterback. And build around it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, they're viewing that, but they're putting their plan 2 years in advance. Two years away, I should say. Because I'm with you on that. It's absolute. When the Falcons had their most success and their best success, they were mostly with homegrown guys.
Yeah.
They're mostly
and that's
homegrown
true
guys.
Of almost every
yes,
team.
They're mostly homegrown guys. And then you add sprinkle things in there to your homegrown guys to get you to where you are. And like you said, that's how a lot of it is around this league.
Yeah, that was the best era of Falcons football. When you drafted the guy early, you had him, you built with him, you grew with him, all that kind of stuff. Ups and downs. Still wasn't great. You still only made the playoffs 6 out of 14 years.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, back to the big picture. Guy in charge, like, the best era is 6 out of 14.
Yeah.
So, that's what we're talking about. That's why it's not the Packers. That's why it's not the Chiefs. That's why you got to focus on who these guys are and what they're doing. And I don't know. The other thing that makes me mad is, like, Michael Penix is my favorite guy. It's my favorite player.
I think
it's my favorite player.
He's a black left-handed quarterback.
I wish it was just, Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Instead, it's 35 minutes of, this. And all of that is right. Too. Like, this is not I wish it was just,
Hey, again. One thing that we don't tell nobody how to feel. Feel how you want to feel. If you want to be mad, please be mad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.